It's April 6th, 1999. We're in Anchorage interviewing Alan Lukin. Could we start out with by asking you where and when you were born?
I was born in Kodiak, June 4th, 1952.
And could you tell us a bit more about your family, who your parents are, and your brothers and sisters?
My parents were Afoni, Lukin Jr. and Zenaida. I'm the oldest of six. Let's see, there's Ivan, Susan, Lester, Wayne, and Maria. So my siblings.
You said you were born in Kodiak, but were your parents living in Afognak
yes,
at that
time?
Yes,
we're living in Afognak. I just born in Kodiak and went back.
And when did you leave Afognak?
Oh, in 64. December 64, I think. After the tidal wave.
Oh, okay. So, can you tell us something about your earliest memories of Afognak?
I think I probably remember far back as third grade, maybe. Was, you know, back then Afognak looked big to me, you know, because we had to walk, you know, to walk to school, walk, pack water. But we lived probably the middle part of town. You know, there's Alleytown and the new town. We were kind of in the middle. So it wasn't too far of a walk from to school.
What's the most pleasant thing you can remember about growing up there?
What I really liked about it was all the people were all very friendly. If there was something going on, everybody pitched in to help, you know. And there was doings, everybody got together. Seemed like the young people played a bunch of different games together. It was a good childhood. I liked the Afognak.
Do you remember what games you played?
Oh, there was Lapture. There was a lot of skating. There was good lakes for skating there. Fishing, playing in the big lakes, you know, in the summertime.
You mentioned living in the center of town with the two sides of town. How do you remember the layout of the village and how people related to each other and on each side?
Well, on the Alleytown side, my grandparents from both my mom and my dad's side lived right next to each other, up above the school. And I remember the Ellisons and us lived kind of in the middle part of town. And then on the other end was Gundersons, some of the Nelsons. And then from there it was on the way back to the sawmill. So we're pretty much centrally located, I think.
Did you feel that people got along well, no matter which side of town they were from?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What do you remember about your school?
I think it was probably, like I say, the third grade. It was a three-room school. You know, you had first through I don't know, 8th grade in one class. So, you know, you had different classes in one room. That was in Alleytown. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty nice school.
Do you recall who your teachers were?
I know one was Art Hamilton. No, I can't remember the other ones right offhand.
What languages did you use growing up?
Mostly English, because my parents spoke both Aleut and Russian, and I couldn't figure out which was which. So I just stuck to English. I mean, I feel bad now for not really asking questions and stuff to where I can pass it along to her, but it was confusing to me, you know. I couldn't tell the difference between the two, so I never got interested in it.
How important was the Orthodox Church when you were growing up?
It was very important. Because my grandfather was the reader of the church, and all my aunts and uncles were involved in it real heavy. Mm. You know, so it was really important to me.
Did you have a priest there then?
Yeah, but I can't remember his name. I can't remember right now.
What is the most difficult thing you remember?
Doing all the hard chores. That was, I think, I look back on it now, it was good. But, I mean, back then, it was pretty rough. You know, packing water, packing wood, and, you know, rolling oil barrels up the beach. Mm. You know, it was pretty rough. But we made the best of it.
Did you travel much to other villages or into Kodiak?
Just mostly to Kodiak. Not the only time I traveled, if we went somewhere with Dad on the boat, you know, as far as summertime, you know, go to Yuzinki or there was Port Bailey, Uganic, but we mostly went to Kodiak.
What were the businesses or stores there that you recall?
The one I could only remember is Mike and Enola Mullen had a store, and we lived right behind the Patellan store, but I don't remember that place being open then when I was a kid. I think it was open a little before my time. But I remember Mike and Enola had a store.
Was that the same as Sheely's store? Or was that passed down? Or, you
know? That I can't tell you for sure.
Hmm. What would you say were the biggest problems faced by the community?
biggest problems. Well, back then it was, I mean, there was a few cars and stuff in the village, but I mean, a lot of it was hoofing it, you know, to get, you know, like if somebody got hurt, something here, or somebody got sick, you know, had to do a lot of walking.
Well, that does bring up another topic we have, that of healthcare. Do you recall what would happen if someone got particularly sick or hurt?
Yeah, I remember, well, Kodiak Airways, the furthest back I can remember is one guy got sick. I mean, I didn't know exactly what was wrong with him, but I do remember him, people taking him to the Kodiak Airways plane came and took him to Kodiak. And I don't remember us having a clinic there.
You said you were born in Kodiak. Was that the common practice at that time, that mothers would go into Kodiak to give birth, or were there still some children born in the village?
I think back when I was born, I think most of them were going to Kodiak. Because I don't remember of anybody being born in Fognac. Ivan, I think. But I can't say for sure. But
you probably witnessed a different time period than most of the older people we've spoke to, like when they talked about times before they even had radios, then radios came in. But I would imagine in your childhood, maybe you saw first televisions come in?
No.
Didn't have any?
Fognac, we didn't have any. Or we didn't. And I don't remember of anybody else having any.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have any. There was only a few, you know, some people had generators for electricity, and that. That was about it. No, there was no television, just radios.
Do you recall how the village was governed? Who was in charge?
No, I don't.
Think of anyone who stood out as a particularly strong leader?
Oh, one comes to mind. I don't know if he was leader of the village, but my grandfather, who was the leader of the church, I think a lot of people looked up to him and respected him for that. But as far as governing the village, I don't know.
Was that Nafani Senior?
Sergey.
Oh, Sergey. Okay. Were there stories told that you recall about, you know, long ago, previous times, perhaps older people telling stories?
There was, I've heard a few stories about the old village of Little Fognac, but I mean, you know, I've just heard some of the stories about it, not all that much though. And then some in Letnik. But what jumps to mind is Little Fognac.
Do you recall any incidents where people may have broken the rules of the village or were a problem that had to be dealt with?
No. I mean, there was... a lot of alcohol there, but as far as, you know, people getting into trouble, I don't remember any.
So, were you there during the earthquake and
yes.
the tidal wave?
Yep. I was.
What can you tell us about that?
Well, my dad was in Kodiak, or he was on his way back from Kodiak by himself, bringing a boat back. And my sister was just a baby. My other two brothers and sister were down on the beach. It was just about dinner time, and I was home with Mom. And pretty soon, man, everything starts shaking, the trees start swaying, you know, and so wondering, what the heck's going on here? You know, and it just, I mean, that was weird. And after all the shaking quit, then she had the radio on. And after a while, they said there would be a tidal wave. So I sent my other brother down, my youngest brother down to the beach to get the other kids up here, up to the house. And we packed some belongings. And somehow, we started off going toward Aleutown through what we call the back trail. We didn't use the road next to the beach. We used the back trail. And we got to the Aleutown side, and this called Big Lake. There was probably six of us walking around the lake, and who should be running across the lake with the ice breaking up behind her was my mom running, carrying my baby sister. Mm. And we, you know, trying to holler to her and scream and whistle, and she couldn't hear us, and she was quite a ways away, you know. But she made it, and we all gathered up at my grandparents' house, and I don't know who decided for us to go up on the mountain, but we went up the mountain a ways, and somebody, you know, they built fires, and the moon was shining, and I remember watching our new community hall going out, along with another couple houses. Then in the meantime, my dad showed up. He made it through that tidal wave. Mm. He said he just ran the boat on the beach, dropped the anchor, and ran up the mountain. Mm. But it was weird. There's another thing, like I said before, about people helping each other back then. Mm-hmm. I remember that, you know.
So how did your house fare?
It did good. We weren't too high above sea level, and there was a lake pretty close to our place. When we got there, I mean, there was ice all the ways around, you know, icebergs and chunks of ice all over the house, and just in one corner of the living room just got a little damp. That was it. Otherwise, none of the shed or anything else got hurt. I'd say maybe a half a mile from the beach. Maybe more than that.
So, did you stay there then the rest of the year? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have a well right pretty close to the house, water well. And after a tidal wave, we had to walk all with plastic jugs all the way to Aleutown. They had a big creek there. We used to have to get our water from there and pack it all the way back home. Mm. Yeah. Take a jug or two on our way to school, after school, fill up the jug and walk home, back at home. It was kind of tough.
So, some people apparently did lose their houses, though, is that right? They were then taken in by relatives?
I think there was some of them that did. And I think some might have moved to Kodiak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there was a few houses that got moved around. I remember that.
So did you move to Port Lions then when it was ready?
Or? Yes. Yep. I think it was in December of 64 we moved. Yeah. Because I remember it was cold. It was pretty cold out, you know. I remember going on, I think it was the Northern Light. Uncle Patty's boat.
How did that impact you, leaving the only home you had had in everybody going somewhere else?
It was strange. Uh-huh. It was really strange, you know. Because the Fog Neck was pretty level ground. You know, moved to Port Lions. There were some hills there, you know. And it was like clumped together rather than spread out. It took a while to get used to it.
Did you do a lot of hunting, fishing?
Yep, I did. I started out fishing, I think when I was 10 or 11 with my dad. I mean, just going out for pocket share, you know. But yeah, we did a lot of hunting back then when I was old enough to shoot a gun.
One thing that we've heard about in earlier years were that there were a lot of gardens in the Fog Neck. Was that like that?
Yes, there was. There was, as far as I can remember, there was. There was a lot of gardens. And I remember, like, my grandparents had a pretty good size garden. And there'd be a lot of people come around to help carry kelp up off the beach for fertilizer. Mm-hmm.
Another thing that has been mentioned a lot is all the music that was played there and dances. And were those still happening in your time?
I can remember a few times where my uncles and some of the other guys would get together and play music and have dances. Mm-hmm. And after we moved to Port Lines, I don't remember too much about. I mean, they used to have some, but there were some good, you know, good memories of a Fog Neck, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, what question haven't I asked you that you have a good answer for?
Well, one thing I noticed after we moved from a Fog Neck to Port Lions, you know, and everybody got power, electricity, then comes to telephones, then comes TV, then everybody just seemed like they just stuck to themselves, you know. It wasn't like it wasn't a Fog Neck. That's one thing I've noticed a big change in. Is they got Americanized, you know. Mm-hmm. And because those memories I have of a Fog Neck was of a lot of people helping each other. You know, big get-togethers. And And it wasn't alcohol involved either. It was, you know, like I said a while ago, somebody helping with gardens or fishing, home for home use. You know, everybody coming to help clean fish and can, you know, and all that stuff. We moved to Port Lines. It's totally different. But that's one thing I did notice. Because I was, what, 11 years old?
Shauna, is there anything you'd like to ask?
Do you know any of this, like, stories about locks and stuff? Did you ever hear any of those stories?
I've heard a few, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, back when I was 11 years old, it, you know, somebody telling you stories like that, you get a little scared, you know, but I don't know. I've heard stories, but never, you know. I mean, it did scare me, you know, but I don't know if it was true or not.
Can you tell us some of them?
Oh, I just remember hearing some.
What did you used to hunt when you were younger?
Hunt rat, a lot of rabbits, deer. There was some seal. Ducks, as far as bears and not the big ones.
Oh. Do you remember getting seagull eggs?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you have any interesting stories about when you went to get eggs?
Well, we used to. Well, back then I was a bit young, but we had to wait for good weather, you know, especially in a fog neck, you know, out in the wide open, you know, a lot of rocks and stuff out there. But we used to go out in skiffs and go to these islands, and all of us would climb up, start getting all the eggs we could, you know. I don't remember what they taste like. It's been so long ago, but it was fun getting them.
I don't know if this is the right name, but I was speaking to someone in Port Lands, and they were telling me a story about a crying wall, and I didn't know if you knew what that was about.
Okay.
I was confused during the story, so I was going to ask you. My dad tells me stories about teasing cows. Do you have one that sticks out in your mind?
We used to chase them all over the place. I remember one time that I think it was my grandparents' bull. It was called Piggy Bull. It was real short-legged, a little weird, looked like a wiener dog. And he was pretty tame. We used to, some people would lay on him. You know, he was laying down. Somebody would just lay on him. He'd just chew his cud. But I remember one time we were chasing him in the bushes, and I just happened to find a bottle, an old booze bottle of some sort, and I threw it at him, and it broke on his horns. But no, we used to give them cows a hard time. It was our, I think, our summertime fun when we weren't skating.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet. My pleasure.